Keep the light burning. One of the worst storms in history struck the North Pacific coast, and because of the gale force winds, George Easterbrook, the third assistant keeper of the light at Cape Disappointment, was forced to crawl from his living quarters to the lighthouse. He reached the base of the stone tower and climbed the spiraling interior stairs. He diligently went about his normal tasks, filling the oil reservoir, winding the clockwork machinery, and polishing the heavy glass prisms. One job remained: wiping the salt spray from the outside of the windows. George, remembering to take an extra towel with him, stepped onto the balcony. The doorknob had been broken for the past several weeks, and the door could not be opened from the outside. Just as he reached to stuff the towel in the jam, a gust of wind tore the door from his hand and slammed it shut. George was stranded 80 feet from the ground with no possibility of help until sunrise. In 2 hours, the clocks would wind down and the light would go out. In spite of his predicament, George went ahead and polished the windows. More than an hour passed, and then the wind slackened. Seizing the opportunity, George grabbed hold of the stout copper wire that acted as a lightning rod and stepped over the railing. A sudden gust of wind swung him out over the raging sea and sent him crashing back against the tower. But he managed to hold on and was finally able to drop to the ground. He crawled back to the door, climbed the steps, rewound the clocks, and then fainted.